direct from Anaheim. It's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2019. Brought to you by AFB Access World. For the latest news and accessibility information on mainstream and access technology, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon offerings, access technology book reviews and mobile apps, and how they can enhance entertainment, education, and employment, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's free monthly online technology magazine. www.afb.org/aw. Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
We're back on the floor of CSUN 2019 with Rebecca from Feely, and she's going to tell us about a product that probably most of us haven't heard of yet, but we're about to. So hi, Rebecca. Nice to have you here on the show.
Hi. Hello.
So tell us what you have here.
We developed a technology that enables the blind and visually impaired to feel pictures and shapes on a touch screen. So what we did, we developed a tactile grid that we put on our smart devices, and with the help of the vibration, you get to feel the pictures and shapes on the touch screen, not just using the audio descriptions.
So is that an Android tablet, or what is that device we're looking at right now?
Yeah, the device is an Android tablet. For now, we are using Samsung. That gives us a really good haptic feedback.
So you put sort of an overlay over there, and it's covered with a grid full of dots.
Exactly. Okay. The grid will help you to orientate, to give a better feeling where you are around the touch screen, and it will enable you to feel the shapes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of is that like plastic or polyurethane or some sort
of? Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's like a plastic grid.
Okay.
That's static. It doesn't move it around.
Right. Hmm? And so how do the pictures get on the grid for people to feel?
It's basically, you use the tablet as any other Android tablets, and in our applications, you focus on the edges of the objects, and you can feel the edges and so get the shape of the object that's on a picture.
Okay. So can you see how it works?
Yeah, exactly.
21, device on.
So she just turned on the tablet.
Menu education, page 1 of 1. Education, field book.
We have different kind of field applications in different fields.
Feely's camera. Feely's
what we're gonna do now?
Picture
we're gonna
gallery.
Feel the.
Welcome to Feely Picture Gallery.
We're gonna
gallery
feel
menu.
The.
Gallery Feely sample.
Picture that we have
portrait.
Here.
This picture should contain
the
laptop,
artificial
gadget
intelligence
products,
will tell you what's
keyboard.
On it. It will give you information about the content.
In. Showing picture at 2 times soon.
And you will get the haptic feedback. If it's darker, it's going to be more intense. If it's lighter, you're going to get more simple. And you have to use only one finger at a time.
Oh, one finger, okay. So and so you can see through the overlay that you have, and then you use one finger to touch the grid. And I can sort of feel it. I don't really know what the different. So heavier means darker. Okay.
If you would held your hand underneath the tablet, you will feel the vibration stronger.
And if you hold your finger on it for a longer period of time, you feel it too. Like if you move, I was moving my finger around too much, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Light brown, computer keyboard.
So it's identifying the objects as I put my fingers on them? Is that what it's doing?
Laptop.
Oh, okay, I see.
Computer glasses, sunglasses, light brown.
So when you take a picture, any picture, it gets that information. The AI gets the information.
Exactly.
And then the haptic feedback is generated by the tones of the images on them.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. It will give you the information of the shades. And if we enable the second function, we will get the edges. We will the haptic will only give us the information about the edges, so we can get a better information where the objects are.
Tell where the boundaries of the objects are.
Exactly.
Okay.
Cool. So. This is it. And we work in the field of education. So for example, what we did is an application for learning graphs, because graphs are really hard to learn for the blind and visually impaired. So just a second. I'm just making
learning a graph.
Here you go. This is a basic graph, and you will feel different vibration depending on the axis and the function.
And it's making tones as well, I guess.
Yes, it does.
So is that like What is the tone indicating to me?
The tone is indicating into which direction the line goes.
Oh, I see.
Is it
right,
going
so right to left?
Diagonal, right, yeah, exactly.
And this is up and down. There we go.
And there's nothing, there's empty.
Right, it's not making me sound, there's nothing there.
Exactly, yeah.
So I saw you flipping through several applications, or were they just samples, or do you have one app, or do you have a bunch of different ones?
We have a bunch of different apps. So okay. What we did is we develop applications in the field of entertainment. So we develop games like chess, battleships, and memory games. Then in the field of education, we have an application for learning Braille, for learning shapes, for learning graphs, and for drawing. We enable the blind to draw on a tablet, and then even feeling to feel that drawing. We made a digital version of tactile books. We call them feel books, and they are very interactive. With we combine graphics with sounds and vibrations, so they for the students to better engage with the topics. It's much more multisensory. And we developed a camera that you can easily take a picture with it and then feel that picture's content, like what we did before. And we also developed our own browser that will help you when you're browsing the internet and you get to a picture, you can open that picture again in our picture gallery and feel its content. So you don't have to rely on the description all the time.
So you're selling the tablet with the overlay and the software on
and
it,
the
is
software,
that right?
Yes. Okay. That's
and
correct.
Is it available in the US right now?
It's available online on our webpage. We are selling it worldwide and for now, but we are hoping to be presented here as well.
Okay. So it's not in the US as yet, but it's online.
Physically not. Online. Not okay. Physically, but it's online and we care for the shipment and so on.
And what's the product called?
We have three products altogether. We have a smartphone and two smart tablets.
Okay.
So it's the smartphone is called Philip Gamer. The first tablet is Philip Creator, and the second, our pro premium version is Philip Pro.
And that's the second one is a little bigger. That's probably a 9-inch tablet, and that's a 7 maybe, something like that.
Yeah. The Pro version is a more premium design with a bigger screen and a more dense tactile grid, and the Creator is better for beginners who just started to use the tablets.
Okay, and what's the price range?
The price range, I can tell you in euros. So the Philip Gamer, for example, is 700 euros. The Philip Creator, the first tablet, is 1,500 euros. And the Philip Pro, our premium tablet, is 2,500 euros. So it comes together, the device, the tactile grid, and all the software that we developed.
Tell people where they can find you online if they want to know more.
Please visit us on our website. It's philip.com, or you can find us on Facebook as well.
So online at philip.com or on Facebook. Sounds great. Thank you so much for being on Blind Bargains.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com. This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.